This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The House Opposite by J. Jefferson Fargen, read by David John.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Number 29. Chapter 1. The Caller. "Gould," muttered the temporary tenant of number 29 Jowl Street. "That's done it." He was eating cheese. His dining table was a soapbox. His view was peeling wallpaper. And his knife, fork and spoon were 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. Not, of course, that one needs a knife, fork and spoon for cheese. 8 fingers and a couple of thumbs are sufficient for anybody. Despite his primitive accessories and his faded, dilapidated view, the temporary tenant of number 29 Jowl Street had been quite content until this moment. He'd lived in more empty houses than anyone else in the kingdom, and he knew a good one when he came across it. Beginning with number 17, he'd worked upwards and downwards numerically until his addresses had included every number under 50. The usual method was to enter the houses slowly and to leave them quickly. And he'd left the last one very quickly.